In January 2007, I was diagnosed with an incurable form of bone marrow cancer. And when I say it's incurable, it is treatable and it's manageable. But obviously at the time it was a huge shock to find out that I was going to be living with cancer, because obviously we knew I was ill, but no one had expected a diagnosis of that kind. And, you know, to say it changed my life is probably the greatest understatement that you know, we could say. But I like to think that aside from all the, you know, the seriousness and the sort of the darkness that comes along with a diagnosis of cancer, I feel that it changed my life for the better. I feel lucky today, lucky for all sorts of different reasons. Lucky because I'm happily married, lucky because I have a job that I love doing, I suppose lucky that I have a job at all in these times. Lucky that I have two wonderful children and that I have a family that are all kind of healthy and well. But I think the main reason that I feel I'm lucky is because the illness or the diagnosis that I was given 2 years ago gave me, or forced me really, to take a step back from the way I was living my life and to reflect on the important things in life. And really gave me time to look at the way I was living my life and to, you know, to address it and to come at it in a new way.
Did it make you question your faith at all? Did you ever get angry and think, why me?
No, I don't remember ever asking why me or feeling poor me. I think I accepted it straight away, and I think it was my faith that allowed me to do that. A friend of mine, actually, a couple of days after I was diagnosed, he brought me in a little photo frame, and inside it he'd put a little passage from Corinthians, which goes along the lines, "You can trust God not to let you be tried beyond your strength, and with any trial he will give you a way out of it and the strength to bear it." And I felt, I suppose, that God was only sending me what he knew I could handle. Now, I would be a very determined person. My dad would say I'm stubborn, but I prefer to use the term determined. But I've never felt angry with God, and, you know, I didn't feel angry at the system or angry at anything else, because I felt to be that way would deflect my energies away from sort of focusing and concentrating on kind of getting through and challenging and meeting this illness head on.
And now you do talks as well, don't you? Tell me about that.
Yeah, after I was diagnosed, I was surprised to realise that there was no dedicated kind of myeloma support group or myeloma office or organisation. And, you know, since I've recovered and been through the treatment, a lot of my energies go into talking to people who are newly diagnosed with myeloma, which is the illness that I have. And I've also had the opportunity to talk to not just patients who are living with myeloma, but to their family and their friends. And I've also talked on a number of occasions to doctors and nurses and consultants. I've also, you know, I suppose keeping, I suppose on the faith side of things, and because I'd be involved in a lot of work locally, I've had the opportunity to speak about living with an illness like this from a faith context. And most recently I spoke at a novena in Clane. I also spoke at one last year. And again, I could have chosen all sorts of different topics, but I decided to talk about, the whole question of how and why I'm lucky. And I suppose one of the main things I said was that I'm very lucky and very blessed that I've been given a chance to take stock of my life and to change my perspective and my goals. And I think perhaps it's only when we are faced with serious illness or the possibility of death that we really understand the value of life, the fragility of life, and the challenge that has been set before us to live life to the full. Now, I don't mean living life to the full in the sense of, you know, partying or frivolity. I mean to live life the best we can. and I suppose to take time for the little things in life, for the small kind of everyday joys that filter through even when everything else seems to be going wrong. And I suppose to take time to tell the people around us that we love them, and not just to tell them, but to show them. And what I said was that to celebrate the ordinary, everyday miracles that exist in all our lives, whether we realise it or not.